if we would judge ourselves, if we would judge ourselves, very difficult being a leader. And the only way you can be a leader is if you have followers. And if people won't follow, it's kind of difficult to lead them. No, I just started out again. If we would judge ourselves. No, I don't need anybody just to mumble it. That's not the way I taught you.
Amen.
Oh, what a night. Now here comes the backlash. If we would judge ourselves.
We should not be judged.
I don't want to just quote it. I want it read. Everybody knows. You've been around me now all these years. Now, all the stuff people say about me, I can't hardly believe that it came out of here.
Ooh,
a man's foes, or God's foes, those who are opposing God, they are people that believe in God.
Amen.
A man that don't believe in God, he don't oppose him. The hearing of faith. Impossible. I must have laid awake for 3 hours last night with that scripture going through my mind. Impossible. That offense will come. Now, if we would judge ourselves,
it should not be judged.
I told you. Where's it at? See, again, you're talking. I want to know what's written.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory.
Now, I did that 3 times now.
Yes.
I've done it over and over again. All week long, you heard me say, it's written.
Yes.
It's written.
It's written.
It's written. Because if it's not written, it's not right.
No.
You can quote it.
Glory.
We don't grasp that, do we?
1 Corinthians.
Chapter 11. Verse 31. It is written.
Oh God.
For if we. Would judge ourselves. We should not be judged. But when we are judged. We are chastened of the Lord.
Oh, isn't that something?
Yes, Lord.
Beautiful.
Amen.
For when we are judged.
We are chastened.
And them whom he loveth.
Chastened.
He chastened.
Yes.
Glory.
Go ahead.
That we should not be condemned with the world.
Must be. Must be judged.
Oh God.
And chastened.
Lord.
Or we end up being condemned with the world.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, I was hoping that maybe I could walk up here this morning and get right into what's on my heart, but I just got these dry bones. Oh, they make a noise, but it's a bunch of rattling. Now, here you go. Pull back in.
Hallelujah.
I have people send me something. I won't tell you too much about it, but they had a picture of me sitting right there. And they had one, and it was a beautiful picture. And I thought, how in the world did that get up on the net? And then it dawned on me that somebody had been coming in here with a security camera. I don't think your intent is wrong, but you put that in the wrong hand.
Right, yes.
And see, security cameras can be operated from a phone.
Sure.
You don't have to be here.
Sure.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
And you go boop, boop, boop. So somewhere, there could be a security camera stuck up here again this morning. There's no way that they could have got that picture. Three or four of them. No way that could have got up on that. Oh, it's a nice looking picture now. I like it. I might make a picture and put it up there like a Mayo T-Song, you know. That's the way we are. Everything we say, we take it so lightly. And we were told about that.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, see, security cameras can be stuck. Somebody could come with one and stick it on the wall. Yeah, and then take it with them.
Hallelujah.
All I can say is the one I saw on the net on a new anti-stare thing.
Oh, bless you.
I'm telling you, you can get security cameras. Others, and soon you can get them and just go like this to them, and they'll stick to a wall.
Sure.
And it could be done very easily here.
Sure.
It had to be done because that picture that they took from me sitting there, and I'm telling you, it was a good picture now. It wasn't obscure. It was.
Right.
It's been focused real well.
Right.
Now you're all looking at me strange again, aren't you? Huh?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Nobody in this place ever does anything like that. Nobody ever mistakes it. We don't like confession.
Bless you, Jesus.
We didn't say years ago, confession is what you're not concerned about. Your soul, though. Or you'd be willing to confess. Whosoever will not confess me
before
men. How do you like that one?
Amen.
The Catholic Church depends a lot on confession.
Amen.
I remember coming up because the neighborhood I lived in were all Catholics. And they were all fine people. They really were, as far as people were concerned. You complain about it. They're very conscientious.
Amen.
They were devout.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Why are you doing that again? What are we doing? I'll show you what you're doing. Hey, come on, get your picture. Come on. Now take this one.
Found the heart. Oh, Jesus.
You think that you could change right now? What would it take to put an acceptance look on your face?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, a heart that accepts. I'll get to a scripture in a minute. I wasn't going to say too much about that, but I kept thinking about that because somebody sent that to me. And they said, look what's up on... And they had it right on the same place of that new newspaper article. About the prophet not being... you don't know nothing about, do you? That's right, my friends. Most of you know nothing at all about God.
My God. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Nothing at all. If you don't know what God is doing today, then you don't know God.
Amen.
He's judging...
Hallelujah.
He's chastening.
Yes.
He's correcting.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Now, I'm telling you what I know. See, I happen to know about security cameras.
Amen.
You can get them to go off far, come up close. Some are better than others. And somebody, there's a stranger walked in one night, put it up there, and work them outside. All you guys in there, you don't know nothing about security cameras? I'm telling you, you can find them cheap, expensive, long ways off, up close. And that picture that was taken of me sitting there had to be taken while I was sitting there. Here. Yes. I'm just saying, we don't have a snitch around here, do we? I'd like to know what your intent is. I'd like to know what all you fellas out there who blast me left and right.
Yes, Lord.
What is your intent?
Amen.
You want to shut me up? Well, God will take care of that.
Yes.
Then I'll ask this question. Why has God, tomorrow I will be 87. That's more than most of you people ever get to. Yeah, even you may not get there. Now, you two brothers back there, you're in the 80s, aren't you? Oh, he's in his 80s, right?
Yeah.
You're in the 80s, aren't you? Okay. Well, then why don't you answer me? Brother Carpenter, how old are you? 76, won't be long. But if that's 71, thank you, folk.
Amen.
You're doing it again. I pled with you yesterday not to come up here. But you're going to defy me, aren't you?
Oh, God.
I'm going to go there and and that is pure rebellion.
My Lord. Oh, God.
That my people, not too many wise folk, are there? Somebody put a security camera in this room somewhere and took a picture of me there and a couple of me here. And I don't mind telling you, that must have been a very good camera because I look good. I thought, wow. But then what they said about me makes you look bad. Blessed are you when men say all. See, they call good evil and evil good. So when they speak evil of me, they think they're doing good. What's the evil of you? There's not too many good things said about you folk, you know.
No.
You know, say you're following a cult leader. He mesmerizes you. He manipulates you. And you dumb damn fools.
Thank you,
you better settle that question.
Thank you, Jesus.
You won't budge, will you? Just, boy, you hard people.
Thank you.
You are a hardened generation. You know God said it, and God, it's written.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he says this, and he says that, yeah? See, they go back and say I said that Jesus would come in the year 2000. And up in the year 2000, I did preach he was coming. It was a milestone. And I can tell you right now, hey, y'all, come on now, get your cameras working.
Amen.
He said this, and he said that. We don't like when I tell you what God said, do we? He said this and he said that. It's written what God said. We don't like it, do we? He said this and he said that. And I'm not supposed to say what God said, am I, huh? Am I?
Glory. What God said, amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
I've never prophesied anything. I've said a lot of things, but I haven't prophesied.
Hallelujah.
I magnify the year 2000. I magnify this one.
Glory.
And he has trouble with distance, that I'm almost 20 years past that now. And there's not many folk going to believe what I say about my death. Hey, not heads. I'm 87.
Thank God.
Thank you, Terry, but you had the wrong day today. Tomorrow.
Right.
I may not make it. Take no thought for tomorrow. For sufficient thereof will be. If this is an evil day today,
yes,
tomorrow's going to be much more.
Amen.
And they're going to say more evil about me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I try to explain to you what evil is. Any remark or any deed that casts a reflection on people. See, you're going to destroy the messenger because you think that you're a messenger of God. But I've never turned anybody away from God. I've even confessed my sins. I even talked about my sins. Well, you're not supposed to sin. That is so stupid. He without sin. Where are you? Where are you?
My Lord God.
I without sin. Where are you?
Oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Oh yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
You see, the whole thing boils down to this message of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And this gospel.
Glory.
Of Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Coming the first time, coming the second time. It's a fable to most people.
My Lord.
It's not a reality.
My Lord.
A lot of you folks don't even remember when Christ first came into your life. Remember? Remember when you were first enlightened?
Yes, Lord.
Do you remember when all at once, pow!
Yes, Lord.
This, yes. Jesus, you never heard about manifesting himself,
yes,
by the Holy Spirit in your life. Is anybody,
yes,
remember? You're still not home yet.
Lord.
I started for the kingdom.
Oh, yes.
No turning back.
Amen. Oh, Jesus.
What about looking back?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Yeah, I was sitting right here, and somebody with a security camera took my picture while I was talking, and I got it. It's a nice looking picture. I might put a frame on it. I don't think it makes it look so good, but folks just can't stand the way God's making me look, can they?
My Lord, hallelujah.
But it shouldn't be here, though.
Jesus.
When I think of untold ministries out there, one fellow this morning, I didn't even know that guy. he'd been on my case several times. I said, what the hell are you doing? I mean, see, and what they do is they pick out my sin and tell me I am not worthy to be preaching to you. And they tell me I rape all these women, emotionally or physically. And I'm a manipulator, and I have stood in this place and looked you right in your face and said, look, go.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
And then I'll help you go.
Amen.
So don't do it manipulating. Hmm? And you can go now.
That's right.
Right now. Go to the middle of it.
My Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Glory to you.
If you're not on this side, if you're not fully convinced, if you're not fully persuaded, go.
My Lord.
Now watch how this case turn that around.
Glory.
Watch how they do it. Then I watch some of you folk, the way you talk, I say, my God, don't these folk ever think what they're saying? Oh, by the way, I saw a little article this morning about these phones. They say that's what's wrong with the American mind. The phones have messed us up. You don't want to keep them that close. But we do, don't we? Boy, can you picture a society without phones? All right, they're not going to budge. If we would judge ourselves, I want you to hear it again. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm judging myself right now. Right now. I have told you I'm a judge. What a terrible thing to say. For judge not. So why am I being judged? Because I judge. You've heard me tell the story of the two snot-nosed that came from Cincinnati. Oh yeah, who's that? You folk are amazing. You're really amazing. You're really shocking.
Thank you, Father. Bless
it, bless it. You can't stand me telling you these stories. Because that's what you think they are. Lord. Stories.
Hallelujah.
With no strength behind them.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
I went to Cincinnati. Twice.
Hallelujah.
I love it! And you've been listening to me, huh?
Hallelujah. Glory
to God. I've been hearing you. I hear you.
Glory to God.
I hear you. Face off, huh?
Hallelujah.
I'm either arrogant or bold. They come pretty close to each other, you know. Arrogance is evil. Boldness is righteousness. So I'm one or the other now. Mm-hmm.
Bless you.
Try the spirit. And if it's arrogant, flee for your life.
Lord God.
Yes. Oh, for your soul. Oh, well, we don't believe in that. You know, these kingdom now preachers, they don't preach to Jesus. See, the one thing they can't stand about me is that I keep on preaching the second coming of Jesus Christ. Not as a fable, but as a reality. And I got to fight every second to believe it. And I'm fighting a good fight.
Yes.
To believe that one thing.
Yes. Come again.
Yes. Well, kingdom go. Yeah, Jesus said, "Thy kingdom come." The kingdom has not yet come. The kingdom will not come until the king comes. What kind of reason do you want? Boy, oh boy, you won't budge, will you? Some of you folks are just so stubborn. You are absolutely stubborn.
Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Tell you an incident.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah.
What do you say to them? I don't say to them. Look at them. Hey, if you may leave. Do me a favor and go. Go, just go.
Hallelujah.
Divine, aren't you?
Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
When I tell these people, and you out there listen to me, we've had more people leave here than are here.
Amen.
And every one of them left with more money than they came with.
All right.
Some came with nothing. But I would never send anybody away with nothing.
Amen.
I would not do it. They asked me at the Supreme Court some years ago when they were trying to take my money away from me, and they did take it. And the Supreme Court overruled and gave it back to me. And that was a good deal.
Yeah.
I earned. They had to pay the interest down here.
Yeah.
I turned it over to the county.
Right.
And when the Supreme Court said you got to give it back, they had to give it back to me with 5% interest. I couldn't get that nowhere.
Yeah.
And when I give money to you, however, I want to give it back with some interest.
Yeah.
There ought to be an interest in what we're doing here.
Glory.
And you understand that? I got an interest in this. God's got an interest in it. Interesting. That's one of your first words. Interesting. Interesting. I'm an interesting guy, ain't I? Now, we're on the air again. This morning, we're on 7 frequencies in Europe from Bulgaria. Richard, how many frequencies am I on? Hey, Stuart, come on, my little old. Come on, help me now. How many frequencies am I on? Many. You think that the president that was saying many?
No.
How many? Probably 20.
Amen, brother.
No interest in that, do you? And I'll tell you again, if this radio ministry goes down the tube, this place is gone.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When this preacher is dead, this place is dead. Whether Christ comes or not. You don't have enough love to continue living like this. It's the love of God that's keeping this. Nothing else. And that's not so much that you love him, but that he loves you. Somebody better tell you he loves you. And I've done that with you 100 times. Herein is love. Not that we, I'm quoting to you what's written,
yes,
you
Lord.
Damn rebellious, stubborn generation.
Yes, oh, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Boy, you won't budge, will you?
Glory.
Your love relationships are so stale.
Glory. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Glory.
If that isn't love, oh, we sing it.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
And because they received not the love.
Hallelujah. Glory to
God. Men love darkness rather than light. They love.
Hallelujah.
Lovers of their own self. It's written.
Yes, Lord.
It's written.
It is written.
Yes,
Lord.
And you're going to be judged.
Yes.
What is written?
Hallelujah.
In the book.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
It's written.
Yes, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you.
I said it's written.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Okay.
It's written.
Yes.
You should be hated.
Yes.
Of all men.
Glory.
Because your name is written.
Hallelujah. Yes.
In the last book of life. Hello, brother.
Glory.
Hello, sister.
Yes.
Our Father.
Come.
Thy will be done.
Be done.
person that done that had the ability to set up on the internet under my name. I only have a few fellows around that could do that. Most of you couldn't do it.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hey, I don't care what you do. I know what they're going to destroy me because God spoke. It was spoken and written.
Yes.
It's written.
Way back there, I wrote that prophecy. They will even destroy you. Destroy me all you want to you. You can't destroy the word. Found Jesus in the flesh, the word on the cross. But he didn't destroy him. God raised him from the dead. Now that's all we have is what's written. We have nothing that we can't. History don't record this. They're always trying to figure out where they can find Christ in history.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we just found the Dead Sea. I never forget one day when Richard Reed was here talking about how they found Noah's Ark. Now, the truth of the matter with that is that there's been at least three groups that have been made famous over finding the Noah's Ark site. But they're not the same site. And they all got conclusive proof. Made a trip over to Turkey. Why the hell won't you folks respond to me? What am I saying that you don't understand? I say, what? Listen. That's where it's at, Turkey. And there's at least three groups, maybe more, but I know of three that have claimed to go over there. Wyatt was one of them, with Richard Reed. Very conclusive.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Now they're telling us they found the Nineveh. They're excavating all the time. Boy, you people are something. You're really not interested, are you?
Hallelujah.
Have no interest in your soul being saved, do you?
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the way you folks look at me. I'm telling you. That's the way you look at me.
Oh, bless you.
And they just love it. God forbid that they should strengthen the prophet. Well, now that's up for thought now.
Hallelujah.
You know,
glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
You would think somewhere down the line, because I've told this story to you many times. I came here, I was already divorced and married. A taboo. I had no money, yet I had a man downtown sell me a motel with no money. We moved in. It was completely furnished. And step by step, we watched God build the tabernacle. Build the dining hall.
Amen.
Down there.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
The county would come out and say to me, have you got a permit to do that? Because you're supposed to have a building permit. Amen. Just like this right here.
Amen.
We did not go down and get a building permit for this.
Hallelujah.
We just start to build.
Amen.
And the one young fellow that put that rug down is the one that married Stacy. And the other one that put the panty up was Scott. They were both good at that. And so we let them do it. We might have Why don't somebody, look, if you're not going to join with me, then get the hell out of here. God, do I, what can I do? What can I do if I throw somebody out? What can they do to me? Maybe that's the best way to describe them, throw them right out. You're going to keep on challenging me, huh? And then you better pray that God gets me out of here. Because we're not going to go like this. You better find a place to get right with God, because you're not right with God. You sit there in the tabernacle of God, like just all the time, just rebel and rebel. Resist, resist, resist. You sure would stand with Stephen, would you? You stiff neck. Then I tell you what Stephen was doing. I can't really believe that you folk can hear me preach that story. Have you gone back and heard Stephen's message? Have you really taken time to go and read it, Peanut Brains? Now, see, not. Oh, I stand over it.
He said, "Men."
Hey, this is Stephen talking now.
Yes.
The first martyr.
Amen, brother.
He got killed because he talked like this.
Yes.
Hey, hey, hey.
Lord Jesus. Look.
He's not talking to the Democrats.
No.
He's not talking to the black man.
No.
He's not talking to the white man.
No.
You hear me?
Amen,
read.
Men.
Brethren.
And fathers.
He's talking about the spiritual fathers.
Yes.
The spiritual brothers.
Yes.
The people of the household of God.
Yes. Oh, yes.
The redeemed ones.
Yes.
And he starts to remind them,
yes, Lord,
of who they are,
yes,
what they are.
Yes.
Listen to it.
Okay.
Hearken.
Hearken.
God of glory.
The God of glory.
Glory.
He appeared to our father.
He appeared to our father.
Abraham.
Yeah.
When he was in Mesopotamia.
Jesus.
Lord. Glory.
And he said unto him, get thee out of that country.
Come on, get out of your country. Oh, somebody said, what shall we do? I've told you hundreds of times. I got one coming tomorrow now.
Yes.
He's coming. Come from Binghamton, New York. She'll be here sometime tomorrow. So I sure hope you got a place for me. I just shudder. Because some of these people, their telephone calls, they're so out of brain.
Oh, bless you.
But they're coming.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
I try to tell you, people, they will come.
Yes.
From the north.
Amen.
And the south.
Hallelujah.
And the east. And the west. And sit down.
Hallelujah.
In this place.
Yes, Lord.
And some of you will be. Go ahead. Go get antagonistic. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
bless you, Jesus.
I told you when I came out of the prison house that God said I wanted every house full.
Yeah.
That frightens me. Because it's not going to be very mature saints. They're going to come with all kind of hang-ups. Yes. Like the one that's coming now. Hang up. Just like Willie. Blah, 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 blah. See? Hmm?
Bless you,
Jesus. And said unto him, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred.
Now he's talking to the fathers. To the brethren.
Amen.
To those whom the promise had been made. To Abraham.
Yes.
Come on, folks. Somebody, for God's sake, respond righteously to the truth.
Yes.
Oh, God, they won't do it. They just won't. I don't know why. I really don't know why. I really don't know why. Am I that obnoxious? That is just there? Go ahead and read.
Come unto the land which I shall show thee. Then came he out.
Now, mind you, he's already talking to them now because they're already in the land.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Chaldeans and dwelt in Charan, and from thence, when his father was dead, he removed unto him this land, wherein ye now dwell.
That's too complicated. That's a manuscript that you with cryptic spiritual language. He's talking to these people, telling them how they got where they are, and how God blessed them through their father Abraham.
And he came out of the land, and he gave...
For Jesus brought me out, all right. Mighty long way.
Yes, Lord.
Read.
And he gave him none inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot on. Yet he promised that he would give it to him for possession, and to his seed after him.
Yes, Lord.
When as yet he had no child. And God spake on this wise.
Now I'm going to stop right here because that's quite lazy. You can read it. What chapter is that?
Chapter 7. Acts chapter 7.
Acts chapter 7. Yes. Where Stephen, the first martyr, is now talking to the men, the brethren, the inheritance of the receivers of the promised land.
Amen.
And reminding what their father God did.
Yes.
You want to hear the last part? Right toward the end?
Yes.
You want to know how they receive it? Then you'll see how you're doing it.
Amen.
You want to know how they receive it?
Yes.
Amen.
Why, somebody should know without being read.
Yes.
It's written, though.
It's written.
It is written.
It is
written. Read.
And he cried and kneeled down. And they cried without with a loud voice and stopped their ears.
And they what?
Stopped their ears.
They cried with a loud voice. No, I don't want to hear that. How do you read it? How do you read stop their ears? How do you read that?
My God.
Ears and hear not? Are you hearing now?
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Has God given you ears to hear? Read.
They stopped their ears and ran upon him.
And ran upon him with the internet, with their telephone calls, with their... Read!
And cast him out of the city.
Cast him out of the city. Get out of here. What? Who is this guy? Who is this... Is Stephen.
Oh, glory.
Sure not the one that called me. Because he's not listening this morning, is he? Want to bet?
Hallelujah.
And stoned him and witnessed and laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul.
Ah. Saul had a chance to see this. And what did he see? Listen to what he saw now.
And he saw him, and he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge.
My God.
And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
My God.
And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down. And cried with a loud voice.
I could be wrong, but I think there's something that said he saw his face shine like the face of an angel.
Yes, yes, yes. But he being full of the Holy Ghost,
hallelujah,
looked up steadfastly into heaven.
Glory.
And saw the glory of God.
And glory.
Wow!
Glory.
And saw the glory of God. Watch how people make statements. I know when I was in the prison house, what Christopher could not avoid telling me, my wife was with me and said, look, his face shined like the face of an angel.
Yeah.
Right to that prison house. What happened to him?
Oh,
You folks never seen the glory of God on me?
Yes.
You never seen the presence of God on me?
Yes.
I guess God made a boo-boo, huh?
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Surely. 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 Some faith, doesn't it?
Yes.
Take some faith.
Yes.
Glory.
Thank
you, Lord.
Glory.
Glory.
Bless you, Lord.
Well, I see we get no phone calls.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
I really don't care one way or the other. I remember the other night when the radio went down and I said, to hell with it.
Bless you, Jesus.
You brothers have a glorious opportunity to sustain the prophet. If you don't put priority on that.
Hallelujah.
God wants me on the air. He'll play me through a guitar. Somebody's going to hear me. Somebody's going to pay. He's brought me through a long list of technicians. Everyone, when they left, they thought they got me. And then when Alan left.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Okay.
Thank you, God.
I'm still here.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Can't guarantee next week, but I'm still here today. You say, why do you say that? Because of the time of my departure is at hand. Just like that. She said to me the other morning, she says, boy, she says, you went from very hot to clammy. And she used the word clammy.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Look. Go on. I sometimes get very clammy. Just like a dead man. Yeah. Well, don't believe that. I understand your unbelief. You believe a lie, but you won't believe the truth. That makes you an unbeliever. Because believing a lie don't make you a believer. It's believing the truth that makes you a believer. How do you like that one? How do you like that one, peanut brain, hard heart, stubborn?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Why is your confidence falling? Just go do what's right. Oh, well, I can't do that. Why not? Why can't you do what God tells you to do? Because you don't want to. That's all. And you end up killing your brother. See, we read those stories, and we just overlook the fullness of them. That God didn't say, go see your brother. He didn't say that. Cain. And I've used the word Cain. Isn't that remarkable? Cain cannot. I can't. Cain. And how about the Abel? Well, Abel. So where are you? Are you a Cain? Or are you an Abel? Well, I gave this to God. He had no respect for my sacrifice. And boy, it was the best. Man, I believe that. I believe that was a fruit stand, a vegetable stand, with everything just perfect. Yes, I believe that fellow did a good job. Hoeing the garden, pulling the weeds. Brought that offering to God. Why the hell is you reading it? Come on, you wise guys!
Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Cain offered up his sacrifice to God, and the Bible said God had no respect for Cain or the sacrifice. God is not a respecter. He don't respect me above anybody else. No, he doesn't. No. He might favor me, but he don't respect me. I must have preached this thing 100 times. And they used it there. And God would show no respect. I wonder how he did that. I mean, here's a sacrifice, this nice big vessel, fruit stand with everything, beautiful colors. I believe the works of that Cain was excellent. I believe your works, many of them, are excellent. Yeah, but God has no respect for it. I get a jackass to do that. I get a rock to do it. Look, I can have that rock shout. I can raise up from that stone children to Abraham. My God! Father's told about us that we should be called sons of God. Wow. Now we are sons of God. Don't look like that, but we do know. We do know that we know it's written. It's written. It's written. Why'd you count this fault? I wonder if some folk around here can teach you how to weep.
Lord Jesus.
Because some of you folks don't know how to do it.
Jesus.
Jesus said, don't weep for me.
No.
Your status today, he that goeth forth weeping, hold that word of God in your heart. He that goeth forth weeping, you will weep. You will weep. Jesus wept. Paul wept. Jeremiah wept. Weep. You will weep. You'll cry for the rocks and mountains to fall on you. To hide you from the face of the wrath of God. Just his face. You will weep.
Amen.
So my counsel is, do it now.
Yes, Lord.
Just go and do what's right. I remember how I start to tell you people, when we get a spirit of weeping on me. I do it now. Sometimes sitting in the house like I did last night. I was sitting there and I just wept as I watched all the little things that people hang up on. And I said, my God. Then I said, God, they can't help themselves. They just can't. And I can't help them. And Jesus wept.
Amen.
Why? Why did he weep? Because there was one person standing in front of him. Where have you laid him? Jesus don't know the story again. John 11:35. Jesus talking to Mary. He had just dealt with her sister. How do you reach them, Lord? Oh, my arm's not short. I can reach them.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But then why don't you do it? Because they're iniquities.
Amen.
And they're sins.
Yes.
That's where it's written.
It's written.
That's the way it's written.
Yes.
It's written, I will come again.
Yes.
It's written, I receive you unto myself that where I am. It's written. It's written. Little children, it's the last time. It's written. It's written. It's written. It's written. Forget about my words. Put it on his. What is written is what he said, not what I said.
Glory. Glory, God. Jesus.
Boy, you are hard people. You are hard people.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Now I know why God gave me that verse to bring up here. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following. Boy, I tell you, I'm sorry, folk, but I'm looking right at your faces. And I can tell you, your perception and your comprehension of this word of God is almost zero. Then Peter, turning about,
Amen.
Seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following. The one who leaned on his breast.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that kind of humiliating, isn't it?
Glory.
Huh?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're too proud to lean on my breast, aren't you?
Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Too arrogant.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you.
You're doing fine. Can I see afar off? Because you have forgotten that you were purged.
Purged.
Sin should not hinder you at all now.
Thank you. Glory.
You can lay your head in this. On his shoulder, and you can hug a brother or sister and be free from that lustful spirit. Because you.
Oh, glory.
Yeah.
Glory.
Look, they don't know what I'm talking about. They don't understand that. I can hear you, folk. I can hear you. I look in your eyes. I don't understand how you can hug your sister, well, because she hugged me. Or her. She hugged in her own way. Show them how you hug. She does that to get my attention. I may walk by and she'll go. Go ahead, take a shot. I would not be denied. I would not be denied till Jesus comes and gives me a hug. I will not be denied. You mock me every time I break something down. There was a vast difference in the way Martha went to Jesus and Mary. And I'll try to give you an illustration. Martha, yeah? Guess who's coming through the eastern gate? Who? Why, Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth. What?
Hallelujah.
I sent for him. Come, the one whom you love is sick. Come and heal him. And he said he ain't going to die.
Oh, God.
So now he's dead. And now he can sashay through that gate. I can see her.
Hallelujah.
I see her wrapping her skirt around her and heading down. I can see her going. I can see her in some of your faces sometimes. I can see it. I can see it. I can see it. Yeah. I could picture Jesus coming out and walking through the gate with his disciples around her, and all of a sudden they see this thing coming running. Oh, hey, Lord, yeah? Look there. Yeah, I see her. Do you know who it is? Sure, I know who it is. She knows me and I know her. And she did know him. She said, Lord, Lord,
Lord,
Lord, if you'd have been here when I called for you, my brother would still be alive. They won't budge. I gotta get out of here. They're gonna kill me again. Boy, oh boy. You folk are so used to acting like that. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved, following, which also leaned on the breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee?
My Lord.
That was John, put his head on Jesus' breast,
amen.
The one who Jesus loved.
Hallelujah.
And he said, who's going to betray you? Then Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? I see right now you don't get the picture. And Jesus said unto him, Peter, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? You follow me. What an answer. None of your business what I do with him. Your business is what I do with you. So if I will he tarry? And this, like most of us, they didn't understand what he's talking about. The next verse tells you that. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren that the disciples should not die. Yeah. Yet Jesus said not unto him, he shall not die. But if I will that he tarry till I come, what's that to you? Boy, we say a lot of things among the brothers, don't we? Buster said this. Buster said that. But you said Jesus was going to come in the year 2000. I did not say that. I just simply said, emphasize that it was a mark. I also said if he doesn't come, just like I'm doing now, as 2000 came and went, I start to tell people if Jesus doesn't come, and he didn't, I said Christianity, as we know it, will fade off the scene. And if you don't know that, when you were saved 20 or 30 years ago, the Christianity today doesn't. The conviction that you had, the light that you possessed, it's not here.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh God.
I'll go with him. You didn't look back, did you? Not quite again. Somebody asked me, they said, how come that during the Wesley's and time like that, why weren't they preaching the rapture? Because it wasn't time. God used Martin Luther to establish justification.
Hallelujah.
Then the Wesleyan boys established sanctification. Then the Dowrysian guys established, and Roberts established healing in the process of restoration.
Yeah.
They don't know what I'm talking about. They just don't know. They'll walk out of this place again like you walked in. This is the disciple which testifies of these things and wrote these things. It's written. And we know that what is written is testimony, is true. Whoa! Oh! Hey!
Yes, Lord.
And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which... Do I have to another hour? Put up with this? Hard-hearted. Boy, what a joy it was when God sent me out to preach that Christ is coming in this generation. And some folks said, I said it was going to come 2000. The generation began back in... You can't even get that point across. How do we know this? What a generation is? How do we know? Because it's written. One lady said to the other nation, I know what a generation is. Went back to Noah's day. 120 years, she said. Because God said... By the way, you talk about the restoration of all things. They are now, through science, telling us that the average lifespan for a man will be over 100 years. See how the devil's trying to... See what they're trying to do with medical science and with computer science? You talk about talking language, all the tongues. You damn folk... They go to the United Nations with all these nations there, and a man gets up to speak, and they, every one of them hears them speak in their own language. The miracle of man trying to rival the miracle of God. And I said that, and listen to what's wrong with you? They got machines that will interpret your language.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I will read it again. When they go to the United Nations for a General Assembly,
yes,
they're all sitting out there, and they have earphones in their ear.
Yes.
And they're just sitting there, and the guy's up there talking whatever language you're talking.
Hallelujah.
And they will hear you in their own language.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
And if you get acquainted with God and fill the Spirit, you'll begin to hear the Spirit in your own language. You'll get understanding of yourself. You won't need no interpreter. You'll have understanding.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
God knows. Now, if I don't interfere with them, they'll build that tower. They'll build that United Nations.
Right.
They'll come over that nice new government.
Yes,
yeah, they will.
Yeah.
So he compounded their language. So here in this last generation, there's no language he can compound. You can. Boy, you people just don't get it. They have a little machine. I got one, but I couldn't get nobody here to really work on it. But I got a little thing about that big. It will translate into any language. I'm there for surety. I have surety. It's a little thing about that long.
Hallelujah.
You can walk up to somebody from France or somebody from Italy or somebody from Greece and just push a little button and say, I want Greece. Then you talk in English and they hear in their language. It's 40 different languages. Just that little thing. Now those kind of things we'll stand amazed at, won't we? But when the Holy Ghost starts speaking, we don't stand amazed no more. I stand amazed
in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene.
Do you have the Holy Ghost? Then you can understand me in your own language. The one that God gave you. Understand what the Spirit's saying. See, you don't understand that. Don't have ears to hear what the Spirit says, does it? Do you? If any fellows ever go to, you'll see that little thing advertised. And they will. I don't care what language. I think it's 40-some languages. That little thing got it programmed in there. You just push the button, which one you want. And you can walk up just holding your hand, just talking English, and it'll come out in the language.
Right.
And if you ever watch it advertise, you hear the, beg your pardon,
Hallelujah.
Boy, if I just get you folks to hear what the Spirit's saying, in the old language, you go, Why, he thinks he's the only prophet. Then what am I supposed to do with what the book says? I will send. God said. It's written.
Glory.
God said it.
God said it.
God said it. Our Mark Hoskin, when he left here, he left on the basis that I'm not Elijah, which I had never said. But when he challenged the brothers, he said, he's not Elijah. If I ever get faith enough to say it, I'll say it. And even though I don't have enough faith to say it, I have enough faith to hang on till I get there.
Amen.
Show me. Elijah's not going to be many prophets.
That's right.
One prophet.
Yes,
one. And when they asked John the Baptist, are you the Christ? Why the hell are you folks respond when I talk to you? Why won't you do it? You're so starchy, so hard.
My Lord Jesus.
Wait, come on. I said something. The religious leaders come out and said, why does Jesus say Elijah must first come? Why is it written? It's written.
Hallelujah. Glory, God. Glory.
First come what? Before Jesus comes.
Hallelujah. Glory, God.
I will send Elijah. And listen, I know I've done it. I know I've done it. When John the Baptist came, Jesus said he was preaching the acceptable year of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The year when God would accept everybody through Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
That was the acceptable year. When Jesus went into the synagogue, he preached that. He's now, that's me, he said. Yeah. That's what he said. He opened the book where it was written. Where it was written. And in that it says, preach the acceptable year. And when Jesus later on talking, he says, now, because I'm here, is acceptable. Everyone that comes to God through Christ will be accepted. Glory be to God. Why won't somebody? Are you accepted in the beloved? When he spoke about Elijah coming, he said he's going to come before the dreadful day. Not the acceptable day, the dreadful day. Why is the coming of Jesus Christ not dreadful to you? If you're not ready, honey, baby, you're going to go to hell. I don't care what you wear in clothes. I don't care what church you belong to. I don't care what, how much money you got. If you don't accept Jesus Christ on this dreadful day when he comes, you're going to go to hell.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, it's written.
Yes.
It's written.
Yes.
The wicked to reject Jesus Christ today is very wicked.
Amen.
Very wicked.
Amen.
A wicked world says, away with them. No, we won't have them. Amen. Give us Trump. Amen. Give us the Pope.
Right.
Give us our $1 million.
Right.
Amen. Give me my fine house.
Right. Yes, Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Give me my family. Poor old Job, huh? God gave him 10 children. Then he took them. And Job, the Lord gave him. Lord, take it away. Bless it. I remember some years ago when I was going through this kind of blast with people getting me in. Pastor Roberts called. He'd gone up to see a guy named Joe Chambers, who took me on because he didn't like the way I preached. Because I preached over the 7 women taking hold of one man. And I said that represents the 7 churches, the 7 continents. Hey, you don't get that. You're living in the day when the 7 continents are accepting the Pope. The religions are going to them.
Amen.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
And they say, give us legitimacy.
Yes.
We'll keep our own Greek Orthodox, our Russian Orthodox, our Baptist. Just let us be recognized as a church.
Amen. Hallelujah.
My God, how can you say that?
Hallelujah.
Will you find somebody who can talk any better than that? Huh? I mean, Father, I'm really weary with talking to these people. I really am. I really am. Why do you show me these things? Show it to them. I'm trying to. Through you? Me? I can't show them nothing.
Father. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I just told you something very profound. And you just sit there. When John the Baptist came, he came get before the great acceptable year.
Hallelujah.
You're still not responding.
Amen.
He preached a Christ that would accept them. And they could accept him because it was the acceptable time. For 4,000 years, they were not acceptable under the law. And neither was the God acceptable under their law. No, but then Jesus came, fulfilled the law, manifested the Father. He said, now God will accept you. Now God, come, he said, come unto me. Oh, you that are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Are they ashamed? No, nope. They're not ashamed.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless your name. Oh, Jesus.
Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you. Just thinking about it makes my soul jump. He very carefully said, he said to if you'd received him, he would have been the Elijah.
That's right. Amen.
Before the dreadful day.
Right.
But he's not the Elijah.
Amen.
He's just the voice of one crying in this wilderness.
Hallelujah.
Just, now you can be accepted. Behold, the Lamb of God. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
A Lamb for sinners slain.
Yes.
Come, you sinners.
Yes.
Come, get the blood of the covenant, and you'll be accepted. Behold, I was in Elijah. Just find it for me, please.
Oh, Jesus.
I want to make sure the word just is there.
Jesus.
I'm not quite sure because the way I read it.
Hallelujah.
Some of you ain't even interested. You better find it because these other folks are going to sit there waiting on you.
Glory.
Behold, Malachi 4, verse 5. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
Now I put the word just in there.
Glory.
Which would sort of make it a little even more powerful, but he said before the coming of the Lord. Read it again! Damn it! Read it again!
Behold.
Read it to the rebellious house that refuses to melt and refuses to.
Glory.
Read.
Behold,
yes.
I send you Elijah,
glory,
the prophet.
Hallelujah.
Before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the
Lord. So why is my message not your dread?
My Lord, oh God, oh Jesus.
How come they don't dread this message?
Oh God, Jesus.
Huh? Why am I not your dread? Jesus said. What, you have no fear at all?
Glory. Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. My Lord.
Well, why should I dread it? Because you may not be ready.
My Lord. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
If I call you to dread, God help me. They won't buy it. They just won't. Then I'll say, what about you? And then when I tell you, I sit in my house almost every day and I weep.
Yes, yes.
I weep.
Weep, yes. Yeah. Hallelujah.
I wish I could weep more.
Yes, Lord.
Hold them my eyes.
Lord, 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 Jesus.
Tears.
Oh, Jesus.
That I might weep.
Yes, Lord.
I read about what you're doing, how you go your own way, and
glory,
nothing moves you, and I say, God.
Glory.
Don't they know what's going to happen to them?
Glory.
Because God loves you.
Love
you. You have to beat the hell out of
them. Oh, Jesus. Glory, God. What love? Oh, yes,
Lord. And he'll use the very family you love to beat.
My God.
Oh, yes.
He'll use the one you're trying to save, and they'll destroy you.
Yes, Lord.
They will do it.
My Lord.
My God.
Jesus.
They will do it.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
They will.
Glory.
Do it.
That's
right.
They will.
Glory,
do
God.
It.
Amen. Jesus.
They will stand between you and Christ. And say, if you love me, you'll do this. And I go through that all the time with one of my child.
Hallelujah.
And then the other ones.
Right.
I bailed every one of my children from my first wife out. Hallelujah. To the tune of thousands of dollars.
Yes.
That I would pray for God to send it into me.
Amen.
And he would do it. For instance, George, stand up, please. Before you left yesterday, what did I do?
Give me money. Give.
What did I give you?
The amount of money is $100.
Thank you. That hurt? And I said, you take it down and give it to them.
Amen.
I can't go on with it down myself.
Right. Right.
I probably could have because I could still stay within the confines.
Right.
I said, may I give this to the gentleman down there?
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Was he grateful for it?
Yes.
But why am I confusing you? Yeah, he was grateful.
Yes.
Then I told you why. Because his business is probably zero.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
These stores, they're losing business.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Stuart. I don't understand why I speak and some of you are so confused.
Okay.
And if you remember how I did it, you sat right there in the dining hall,
yes,
and all of you started to, because God had told me.
Praise God.
And I got that $100, and I gave the steward to give them. And before the day went past, I had $100 sent back to me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Watch God.
Oh,
bless God.
I didn't bring my money this morning.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God.
Isn't that something?
Thank you, God.
Really? And then I told you, send me the money.
Yeah, thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, God.
Linda Kirkland.
Thank you, God.
Mother Kirkland's daughter, who I told you moved up here to Clinton.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, God.
Boy, you people are really something.
Thank you,
God.
Things you should forget, you know, and things you should remember, you won't.
Help me, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise thy name, God. Hallelujah. Glory, God.
Well, you're always trying to make yourself look good.
Jesus.
I wasn't even thinking about getting that $100 back that yesterday already.
Right.
I was wanting to get it to my good friend now because he's been a very good friend. And does anybody know who that man is?
Yes,
Dale.
Does anybody know his name?
Dale.
Does anybody know where I met Dale?
Dale.
Hey, snot noses. If you don't know, I said it right here. I walked into a real estate office wanting to sell the motel.
Right.
Amen.
Look at them. Did I remember? Did he talk about that?
Amen.
Look there.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
What a unique thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Aye. Everyone's looking at me saying, I would just tell me again because I don't quite remember. Very, very unique details. I was coming out of Waterboro.
Right.
I came up Highway 15. I got almost to.
Hallelujah.
This crossroads.
Amen.
Where all the stores are.
Amen.
Nobody knows about that place?
Yes.
The bypass goes around?
Right, yes. Robinson.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right. I heard the Lord say to me, go back to Audrey. She's a real estate. Whether she's still there or not, I don't know. Probably so, but I haven't checked. Of course, I can go back further than that. Because I met Audrey in a tent meeting.
Amen.
Audrey was the one that owned the motel next to our motel when we had that one gathering, and we rented the whole thing from her.
Hallelujah.
To fill it full of people. That's where Alan came. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Well, I do, okay? The steps of a good man.
The Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And though he fall, though he fall,
hold on! Though he fall, though he fall, oh, remind me. That's what you're here for. Come here to remind me of my fall. And I'm here to remind you to pick me up again.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Her Lord said to me, I want you to sell the motel. Up to that point, I wasn't planning on doing it. Y'all just look at your faces. Just the moment I start explaining something to you, the only thing I do is proclaim it, because you don't have understanding, folk. You don't know that you're proclaiming and explaining. Why did you tell me how I get saved? I said, I told you. Here's how you get saved. What must I do to be saved? Here's what you must do.
Hallelujah.
Here's what you must do.
Amen.
What must I do to be saved? And it's a continual thing.
Amen.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. If you depart from believing, you won't be saved. Saved.
Hallelujah. Glory God.
Huh.
Glory.
Believe the prophet.
Hallelujah.
And you'll prosper in your believing.
Amen. Thank
you.
Hallelujah.
Wow. All I can do, I'll say to my sister many times, that's what I talk to her. I said, just a few.
Hallelujah.
He keeps bragging about how he got less. That's right. Because years and years ago, God showed me that we're not going to have many. I reserved 7,000, he said to Elijah. Out of a couple hundred thousand? And God only reserved 7,000?
Oh, glory.
Don't you know you're in his reservation? Don't you know you're going to take the place of an angel? And he reserves you to take that place? And he's up there making that place for you. That is, my God. And when you get there, you'll fit, and it'll fit you. That wedding gown will fit you. Yes, sir, it will fit you, and you'll fit in it. There won't be no baldings. Ah, oh, boy. I got 30 minutes to go. I've heard that all my life. He's always talking about these things to make himself look good. And that's the way you think? Well, I tell you what. Anybody with good eyes can look at me and I don't look good. I don't care what you say. Toothless. How do you like that? You like that? At least when they took my picture, I had my mouth closed. Boy, you know what they used to call people like you back years ago? Starchy. Starchy. Stiff as a board. Starchy.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I turned my car around and drove back down to Audrey. She's a real estate dealer and an insurance dealer. Now, her office is still there. Whether Audrey's still in it, I don't know. She formed it. She started it. She became very successful. I rolled in and walked into the office. Are you listening to me? Or just, look, you don't have to put up with this. Go. I'd rather have you go than sit there like that. Really. I really. You ever try to feed somebody so full you can't feed them? Full of himself? Huh? No hunger? Hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Hallelujah.
As the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul. Why are you mocking the word of God? Why are you? I like, would some of you folk please explain to me why you continue on in your stubborn rebelliousness? Stiff-necked on circumcising heart. I walked in the office and there was a young girl. She was a secretary. Audrey was back in the back room. You can help you, sir? I said, well, I'd like to see Audrey. She's very busy. She's with a client. I said, tell her Brother Stairs out here. Hey, Brother Stairs here.
Amen.
Hey, Brother Stairs here.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
A real,
Amen.
Live,
Amen.
Prophet. The young girl said, I'm not supposed to go in there when she's busy like this. She about ready to close the deal.
Amen. Amen.
I said, just open the door.
Amen.
Hey, just open the door, Lord, and tell them the prophet's here.
Hallelujah.
Anybody but him. Despised and rejected just for being him. The young woman, she didn't want to do it, but I said, look, just open the door and just mention Brother Stairs here. And finally, I pushed it to where she walked over to the door. She cracked it. I heard Audrey say, what do you want? In other words, you know I'm busy. Am I making this clear? And she whispered, Brother Stairs out here. Just like that, Audrey jumped up from the table, away from this client, and she come running through the door. She said, Brother Stairs, what? Haven't seen you for a while. What is it? I said, Audrey, are you listening to me?
Yes.
Are you really going to listen to me?
Yes,
sir. Amen. Yes. What a generous, hard boy. A stiff neck and a disobedient people. I said, Audrey, I want to sell the motel. She said, what? I said, I want to sell the motel. She said, Brother Stair. See, I got a client here right now who's wanting to buy the motel. And that was the guy you gave the $100 to, snot nose.
Glory to God.
He made an offer. I turned it down. I did back and forth. I told her what I wanted. And he wanted to give a little less. I told her what I wanted. I said, no. And finally, I agreed. I think it was $60,000, if I'm mistaken. And we finally convinced him. He said, okay. And he bought it. He bought it.
Oh, bless you.
When I made the deal and closed the deal, Audie said, now, how am I going to get my fee? Because her fee was wrapped up in that what he's paying. And he wasn't going to pay no more. That was it. And her fee is 50%. 50% of 60,000? My God. I'm going to quit. 15%. That was her fee. That's what the real estate get. What's wrong with you? Shall we stand? I'm not going to mess anymore with y'all. You're not going to make any move to strive. You won't make any move to make. I'm about over with anyhow. Anybody out there listen? Time's about up. If you'd like to call and check in, the phone number is 843-538-1334. I said, Audrey, I'm not going to give that to you. I told you that. I said, somehow he got to absorb it or used it. And I don't know what happened to it. I did not give her the money. For a few days, I sold her a piece of property. And then I filled it up with a bunch of people. It wasn't long somebody rented the church building. He got that money too. And then a few days ago, he sold it. And he sold it for a lot more than he paid for it. He's a prophet. Hello?
Hello, praise the Lord. Prophet.
Yeah. Yes, brother.
In the tabernacle.
Okay. That's good.
We're standing fast with you and with all the saints.
Hang in there.
Waiting for the soon coming of Jesus Christ.
Anybody buy the house yet?
We've had a few inquiries.
Yeah, you wrote me about them. All right. We're waiting on the Lord.
Amen.
Lord bless you.
Bless you, prophet. There now.
When a situation that develops that doesn't seem to bring peace, then what you got to do is seek peace. Amen. And pursue it. Kind of evades us. You want to try that again? Hello? Hello? Hello?
This is
Sister
Diane Johnson in Minnesota.
You're fooling me. I just like to greet you in the saints this morning and bless you. Oh. I just appreciate you and you just blessed a true blessing to me, and I just wanted to. Thank you, Sister. God bless you too. I just quoted a scripture to you.
Amen.
Seek peace. And pursue it. Do the things that make for peace. You know what they are. Sometimes just shut up. Just don't show your displeasure. Hello? Hello? Well, are you there?
By what law?
You damn evil one.
Amen.
By what law? The law of love.
Amen.
The law of God.
Amen.
Not the law of Moses.
Amen.
Not the law of good works.
Amen.
But of faith towards God. That's the law. That's the law, you devil. Preachers of the law. Fool. You're so brazen. Come on and see me. Come on down. Stick your old butt in here. You devil. You know, he's getting ready to show himself, you know. Are you ready for him? Are you ready for him? Hello?
God bless you, Brother Stara. I'm here. I'm listening. Brother David from Tennessee. Just want to tell you, all these mockers that do not believe what the prophet's saying, they're all going to be pretty soon. They're going to eat their words.
And that's what you're going to do. And that's what you're going to do. Because you don't do what I told you to do. You haven't done it. You're not making any move to do it. So you're mocking me.
No, I'm not mocking you.
I said you are.
Well, God bless you.
Thank you, yeah. Bless me. What, was this kind of a call? You rebellious one? This is astonishing. This man's been calling me for quite a while. He should be here. He should have been here 3 years ago. Oh, I grow my own little garden. I got my cabbages coming up. I hate it. Now, I don't particularly want him to come. If he's telling me right now he's going to come, I shudder. How would you control a man like that? How would you rule over a man like that? Just how would you do it? Obey them. They have the rule over you in the Lord. And what do you do when somebody won't obey you? What do you do?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Huh?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Well?
You.
Oh, I'll do that too. They don't even obey the rebuke.
That's right. That's right.
And I hardly ever rebuke without first being proven. I first reprove. I remind you of what you promised God and what God promised you. If you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. But I'm living in a generation where every man is doing that which is right in his own eyes.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And I'll say to you, what's wrong with doing right? It's your own righteousness. It's not by our righteousness. See, you won't respond, will you? You just sit right there because you think you're doing right, but you're not responding right.
Oh, bless
you. Where are you? There we are again. Who am I? Despised? Rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, grievous things. To watch somebody make their own choice and do their own thing, and you know they're going to end up. As Moses lifted up the serpent, do you people understand that? Do you know why Moses lifted up the serpent? Do you know why? Or is it just a little story tell to you? Do you know why? Because God sent evil spirits, serpents, and they bit the people of God and they began to die.
Hallelujah.
And Moses, the intercessor.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God. They've been hollering at me, you bring us out here to die. No, I didn't bring you out here to die. No, God don't let them die. Okay, I'll tell you what you do, Moses. You put this old serpent that old devil,
yes,
put him on a stick, hold him up,
yes,
and tell these folks, just look. That's all you got to do. Just look, yes, and you'll live.
Yes.
Look, look and live, my brother. Look, look to Jesus now and live.
Yes.
Hey, you dumb, damn, stupid Steve. Why don't you look to Jesus, Steve?
Yes.
What do you think you're... You wicked one. Wicked. Just a wicked man. Just wicked.
Hallelujah.
Just plain old wicked.
Yes. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
Well, that can't be true. Well, then what's written is not true.
No.
The wickedness of man,
hallelujah,
is great.
Oh.
In every one of you.
Yes.
In that earth. In that flesh.
Yes.
And every imagination or every lust of the flesh is only
evil.
Even when you desire what you think is good.
Right. Glory to God.
Should have a prayer meeting. Like a bunch of spectators. But I long told you a long time ago, you need to be a participator, not a spectator.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Bless you, Jesus.
We just don't believe the book, do we?
Glory to God.
You'd like to read it, but to believe it? You're wrong, prophet.
Okay.
I got the microphone right there. I got the telephone in my hand.
You,
you can call in. I'll put you on the microphone and you tell the people I'm wrong. You hear? Step right out of your seat and testify I'm wrong.
Oh my God.
Speak now.
Jesus.
Or forever. Hello?
Hello, Melanie.
Melanie, you up early?
Yeah, it's 4 in the morning on Sunday.
Oh, well, that Mert. Well, you're a day ahead of me.
Yep. Yep, praise the Lord. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hey,
Melanie.
Hey, it's Melanie.
Yeah.
How do you like that name, Melanie?
Yeah.
Melody, huh?
Melanie.
Oh, I said the right word. Melody.
Amen.
Melody.
I don't talk like you New Zealanders. God bless you, sister.
Yep. Bless you too.
What? Oh, take care of her. She said, bless you too. I can interpret that.
Yeah.
What would you do about that? We have to do something soon. Get in the ark.
Yes.
And the ark's not in New Zealand.
Amen.
It's not in New York.
Amen.
It's not in St. Louis.
No.
Not in Miami. It's not Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's not Dallas, Texas. Here was the man that built the ark.
Amen.
Out of gopher wood.
Amen.
Now I got to go for the wood.
Amen.
To fill up the ark.
Amen.
Yeah, I got to think on his way. So I'll be there tomorrow from being up in New York. I hope he got a place for me. And I went, oh. See, the problem with people is there are a lot of places for them. They're just not ready for the place to make your people ready. See, there's a place for you. but you're not ready for the place. And the Bible told you what it would take for you to be ready. Hello?
Yeah, put that phone up to the microphone and tell you where
you're. Oh, here's my good friend Steve. Hey?
Yeah, you made the offer. I'm right here.
Well, shut your damn mouth for a moment. Now, this is Steve again.
He twisted what I
wrote,
what I...
Hey, Steve. Steve. Hey, Steve. See, you dumb fool. Hey, Steve, I do it all the time. That's all I preach is faith. Go ahead. Tell him.
And I told you over and over. Jeremiah 18:8. Jeremiah 26:3. Jeremiah 36:3. And on it goes.
What goes?
1:14, Joel 2:12.
What goes?
Lord Yahweh.
And you're trying to tell, hey Steve, hey Steve, are you trying to tell me I don't preach that?
I will repent of the evil that I sought to do unto them.
I've done it thousands of times.
Now the second thing, shut up. The second thing, you said that Esau can't repent.
And he that sits on the circle of the earth shall laugh.
Deuteronomy 23:7-8. Thou shalt not abhor thy Edomite, for he is thy brother. Thou shalt not abhor the Egyptian, but thou wast a stranger in his land. The children that are begotten of them shall enter into the congregation.
Now, this guy, you're going to try to tell this guy telling you something that I haven't already done? Huh? That's where the devil is.
You preach that Esau can't repent. Wrong. Deuteronomy 23:7-8. In the third generation, they can repent.
That doesn't mean they're going to do it, though.
Well, that's your job. Your job isn't to condemn and sow condemnation.
I don't sow condemnation.
Give the law.
I don't do it, devil. You're a liar, Satan.
We're in exactly.
If there's one man who preaches forgiveness and law coming, you're a damn fool. You don't like my preaching, do you, Steve? Who the hell do you think you are?
Yeah, you're going to find out.
Oh, yeah, when?
Because I'm fulfilling Ezekiel 30.
When are you? Who the hell are you?
I mean, I got a warrant.
Who are you?
Best ever.
Where are you? Where are you? Come on down.
Yeah. Read Ezekiel 30.
No, you know, read my word. Read my list. Come on down. Come on down, Satan.
From you.
Come on down.
In the new covenant. You didn't hear. I take orders from Yahweh.
So what's going to happen to me?
3:18. The judgment is between he who serves Yahweh and he serves him not.
So I'm going to go to hell, right?
No.
You see, what a joke. What a plain old joke.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're a joke. You're like your father the devil. You're a joker.
Why you
you're joking.
Show that.
Show what?
Show that I'm a joke. For the day of Yahweh is near upon
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah,
I'm showing everybody see how...
Be done unto thee. Thy reward shall return upon thine own head.
Wonderful. Good. You reap what you sow.
Now, you don't believe. I talked the word of faith.
Who the hell are you?
You the word of faith.
Who are you? Who are you? Who are you that I should believe you?
I quoted the law.
Who are you that I should believe you?
Oh, you don't need to believe me. You don't need to believe me. I told you my duty is in Ezekiel 33. I see the
story. Sorry, sir. You are way down the line.
And it doesn't matter.
Okay, then go your way. Do your stuff. Save your souls. And that's all you got
to
do.
Not to call anymore. Tell me not to call anymore.
Don't call anymore.
Thank you, Lord. All right.
Good.
All right, we're done. It is finished.
It is finished. Absolutely. Wonderful.
And then you'll come here again.
This is the implacable spirit. This is the one that sits in a temple and declares himself to be God. Huh? You can't condemn me, though. I give him a chance to do it. Oh, no, you're the problem. And I'm telling you what to do. Look, do it yourself, devil. Save the world, Satan. No, we don't worry about that, do we?
Right.
Okay, somebody want to call the numbers 843-538-1334. Everybody except Steve. If I make it through this week. With all the new moves they're making on me now. They're trying to find out why I've not been put on trial, and I've been on trial for 2 years.
Yeah.
This trial of my faith, boy, what a trial. There's a prosecuting attorney. The devil prosecuting attorney. Or persecuting. I wish some of you guys get that dumb look off your face. You're dismissed. And from that point on, the name of Jesus is blasphemed.